Chapter 18, The Antithesis of Choice. Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Isaiah 58:6. Belinda's Choice. I share my friend Belinda's story because it reveals how much the concept of choice is misunderstood. Both sides of the abortion debate misuse the word. The pro-choice camp mostly uses it to mean a woman has a right to have an abortion. No other choice is normally discussed. The pro-life camp and general pro-life public mostly use it to mean that a woman has a right to not choose abortion and offers her two other choices: give birth to the baby and parent him or her, or place the child for adoption. But I think both sides underestimate how little choice most women feel that they have when they decide to have an abortion. Many women are straight up pressured to abort, coercion based on someone else's agenda and ignorance. What's worse, any woman who's pressured to abort most likely has little to no support to give birth. So the choice boils down to, one, having an abortion, or two, if you choose not to abort, you're on your own. Either way, you're pretty much on your own in the end, and you deal with the consequences on your own. What does choice mean if you're being pressured to do what others want? It's not like choosing between a hot dog and a hamburger, where your tummy will be fed either way. That's a fair choice. With abortion, a person doesn't know the long-term effects until the deed is done. All they feel is crisis, fear, and pressure to do something millions of others have done. They don't get any facts on what to expect, as with other types of elective surgery. The only thing they're guaranteed is that they will no longer be pregnant and can supposedly go on with life in the same manner as one would following a gastric bypass or the removal of a gallbladder. However, one does not grieve the loss of part of their stomach or intestines or gallbladder. These surgeries can increase quality of life, while abortion promises the same thing. Scientific data and experiential evidence confirms opposite results. So, what kind of choice is that? Those with the moral stance that abortion is wrong look at all these people choosing abortion and think they could just as easily have chosen to give birth. To those not in this circumstance, it's an obvious no-brainer. However, it's just not that simple. I don't believe most women choose abortion because they want to take the life of their child. They do it because someone has convinced them they must, because they're incapable of parenting the child properly at this time in their life. A child right now is simply inconvenient. Or if they don't abort, they will risk losing the support of their significant other. I've learned that studies and experiences show that most relationships are pretty much damned to eventually fail following an abortion. Belinda didn't go to an abortion clinic until she felt she had no other choices, and she was totally driven by fear. When she finally went, she was well into her second trimester. The clinic she went to didn't offer her an ultrasound or a checkup of any kind. It was her first time to pray in years, and pray she did, but she couldn't hear any answers. Belinda was living in Colorado Springs and discovered her pregnancy right after the shooting at Planned Parenthood. Consequently, they were not performing abortions at the time. Belinda figured they might have some other options for her, as in support for other choices. Nevertheless, the only options they offered were three locations in Denver where she could get a late-term abortion. They gave her no support for anything else. No counsel, no referrals, no resources for other options. Belinda made her appointment, and when she got there, they told her it would be a two-day procedure. She just wanted to leave. All her instincts were telling her, no, don't do this. she felt she had no other choice. Her daughter was now about 10 months old. All Belinda could do was cry. They did an ultrasound when Belinda's boyfriend was in the room and determined she was 20 weeks. She couldn't see the ultrasound screen, but her boyfriend could. When he saw the baby moving and heard the heartbeat, he was really upset. He started saying, "You can't abort this baby. You can't do it." Although he didn't make any offers to help her raise this child or the one he had already fathered, the clinic workers didn't want him to upset Belinda, so they made him leave. They told her they knew she needed this abortion and they would do it even though Planned Parenthood normally offers abortion in Colorado only through 18 weeks. She had to pay $3,000 for the procedure and more for lodging and meals in Denver for her boyfriend to stay with her and help take care of their daughter. They inserted bamboo sticks to dilate Belinda's cervix that would have to remain until the next day in preparation for the abortion. It was extremely traumatizing and unbelievably painful for her. She refused any pain medication because she felt she deserved the pain. She cried and cried because she did not want to do this. Both the physical and emotional pain felt beyond what Belinda could bear. She described to me how she compared her endometriosis, which is excruciating, as nothing compared to this pain. Belinda went back the next day for the abortion and again refused pain relief of any kind. During the procedure, her blood pressure and heart rate dropped and she almost had to be taken to the hospital. They prescribed OxyContin for her pain in recovery, but she also refused to take that.